all
Jared.
like Sate has like light behind him. That's new.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where this week we have a shorter episode because I am not the only person who is sick right now. I hate
I'm Mandy of the Sunlight and the Allied Realm.
I'm Karen of Hawthorne House. Welcome back
I
to the
mean, the pod
podcast.
course. This is Sunlight. You don't often see it, Patreon, on my screen,
I
but
know.
it's
Yes.
day.
Yes. Which is the perfect transition to let y'all know that in our timeline, it is February 22nd, a Saturday, due to sickness reasons. And in y'all's timeline, it's February 28th, the end of the month. February's
Weird.
flying.
I know.
Wild,
So
wild.
we did have a guest scheduled, but unfortunately they are under the weather. So we postponed a few days to see if they were going to feel better. They're not, so hopefully we're not going to say their name and like put them on blast, but hopefully we'll get them back later in the season.
And hopefully they feel better soon. And if, oh, I hope they don't have whatever I have because I've, it's been 2 weeks now and I'm like, why?
Please.
Why? I feel better. It's just like congestion and this sore throat and I cough and it's the
Lingering.
general grossness.
Lingering gunk. I hate
Basically.
that.
This week in fangirling, what'd you do, Mandy?
We have 16-year-olds now. My nieces are 16. We had their little birthday party. Their dad did a really good job. We went over and helped decorate. It was the luau theme.
So
And
cute.
he cooked a bunch of Jamaican food that was so good.
Ugh.
Oh my God, it was so good. We had curry chicken, we had jerk chicken, multiple kinds of rice. I have to send you a picture of the fruit tray.
Oh my
It was
God.
in Sane. And then little cupcakes. They got a car. So
Oh
Josh
my
and I did
gosh.
this big like car essentials basket that had like the cute little aesthetic things you see on TikTok that have like, oh, it's got Tylenol and like emergency hair stuff and lip gloss. So I got them like the cutie little stuff. But then and like the gel that you can put in your vents and stuff to clean it. But then like jumper cables. And a dash cam and a tire inflator and like all of the safety things too. I did like a thing on my TikTok if you want to see everything that went into it because I love making a gift basket. So I did like a little video. So yeah, as of today, this morning when we're recording, they are officially drivers. They
Ugh, no,
took their
thank you.
tests this morning and passed.
No.
Yeah. So if you're in Georgia, maybe
Oh
watch
my
out a little bit.
God. Oh. Stop growing.
I know. I
I
don't
hate
like
it.
it.
I hate
I
it.
text them on their birthday and I was like, so next year we could like try maybe being three again. Let's go back and be three again.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be
Yeah.
lovely.
Josh and I went and saw Captain America: Brave New World. I don't understand the hate for
I
it.
really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad.
I personally found some of the pacing to be a little wonky, but overall I thought it was excellent. I loved it.
Agree. There was a cameo that we didn't really want, but I'm not mad about because of
I'm
how
also not
it
mad
was.
about it. I'm not mad about it. The way that it was done was the way that it needed to be done, I think. I think
Like
I
we didn't want that cameo because it's not about that character, but it was just a little
just
kiss
enough.
of like necessary because of relationships.
Yeah. It
You'll know
was
what we're talking about when you watch it.
you'll And also, if you've listened to us on the podcast, you know exactly what we're talking about, quite frankly. But yeah, like I think the way that they handled it was really, really good. And I think that it was enough to appease the fans that were calling for it while also appeasing the people who were against the idea. I think it was the perfect combination.
It was also super relatable because we have
Good
a
Lord.
giant red toddler throwing a tantrum in the White House and destroying things. So
Truly way too
I was like,
topical.
wow,
Way, way too topical.
this is America. What? Yeah, so that I liked it. I wasn't mad. I was kind of mad about the end credit scene because it was just like, why did I stay here for this? But yeah, I was really excited about all the previews. We got some good movies coming. So yeah, I think we did that. We went to like a matinee one of the days because it was a long weekend last weekend. And then I read The Half King by Melissa Landers. So we have the Allied Realm, and they have like in their past, we have the Great Betrayal, where the noble houses basically like rose up together and betrayed their goddess, but like they didn't get they like they lost.
Lol.
So because of this treachery, she curses these families by hitting them where it hurts in the eldest children, the firstborns. So one family is cursed with beauty so great that like people can't look at you. People can't even put their eyes on you, really. The next is cursed with like this immense knowledge that like the person who's cursed goes insane because they know too much. And so they're like just babbling to themselves because no one else can really understand having so much knowledge. The next is cursed with insatiable bloodlust. So they are really fun at parties. And then the last house, Mortara, is the royal house. So they got it the worst. So the king can exist during the day, but as soon as the sun goes down, he like ceases to exist. He kind of fades into the shadows and then he returns in the morning. But on his 21st birthday, he will fade away and he will never come back. So the main character is Cerise Solon. She's an acolyte of the priests who's supposed to be blessed with sight and she's supposed to become a seer. But she ain't got no magic. She ain't got no magic at all. So she's taken to the palace and she's made a member of court because she's supposed to serve the goddess as a seer, but still nothing. She ends up on this quest with King Kian Mortara and a band of misfits, and it's a very fun ride. It was very cute. Cerise is super relatable to me because I too would risk it all to save my dog. So I was like screaming through that. There are several occasions where her dog does something life-threatening. Something life-threatening happens to the dog, and she's like, "I don't care. I'll leap out of here." And I was with Georgie, and I'm like, "Yep, buddy, I'll do this for you. Don't even worry about it." We had, and then we watched Mufasa. The music was great, obviously. Lin-Manuel Miranda was involved. And the only other thing I can say about it is Mufasa and Scar are both assholes. Like, this ruined Mufasa for me. He's not a great, he's not a noble king. I'm in the middle of a beta read for Amber D. Lewis, which I can't really talk about, but I'll hopefully finish today. And then I started a few audiobooks, but they just were not the vibe. Like, I couldn't get into them. Like, I just,
Not the mood.
not the mood.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, and that was pretty much my week. And what's going to be really funny is I was supposed to come up here and get somebody's name out of a book, and I didn't. And so I have a fictional boyfriend of the week later that I don't know their name. So let's be prepared for that. That's the kind of week I've
Fair enough.
had. What did you do this week?
I read The Inheritance Games by Jennifer Lynn Barnes. This
Mm.
is my first time reading it.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I'm pretty sure you read it like when we first started the podcast, and that's how long it's
Yeah.
been. So
Yeah.
we've got Avery, whose mom has passed away. Her dad has always been absent, and her older half sister has taken custody of her. Things are not exactly great for her right now, which is, of course, the perfect time for something weird as fuck to happen.
Yeah.
She gets whisked away to Texas, where the patriarch of the Hawthorne family has just passed away, and for some reason included Avery in his will. Nobody understands why. Avery has never met the man, and none of the family know who she is. But the reading of the will was not to proceed without everyone who is listed present, and so they have been waiting for a while for Avery to show up,
Right.
because they sent letters to her sister, and her sister was like, "This is a scam."
This is a joke.
So
Yeah, this isn't real.
therefore, I'm throwing it away. And then so eventually, somebody just shows up and is like, "Hey, no, this is This is for real.
Seriously, come with us now.
Yeah, come on. So when the will is read, the family basically gets a pittance compared to what Avery inherits, which is everything that they didn't give to him. And this is billions of dollars, like billions of dollars of property and other material assets and just money.
Lots.
Lots and lots. This girl went from dirt, like beyond dirt poor
Weren't they
to
like sleeping in a car or
she,
something? Or
yeah,
like,
she, they, she w they were in an apartment, her and her sister, and her sister's like abusive boyfriend moved back in, and Avery was like, no, and leaves.
that's
And
what it was.
yeah, and it was living in her car at the time. So yeah, and now to like the richest teenager in the world. So Tobias Hawthorne, who was this patriarch, was a man who liked games, and he also left letters, in addition to the will, that ended up being a kind of, it turns out to be kind of a game for them to the play. So Jameson, who is one of the brothers, shares his letter with Avery, and the pair start on a mission to figure out exactly what Tobias Hawthorne's last game involves and whether or not it explains why he left everything to Avery. Along the way, Avery has to navigate her newfound fame, dodge some threats, and potentially figure her way out of a love triangle.
I
It
was going to
remains
say,
to
which
see.
brother are you
It
with?
remains to be
I can't
seen.
remember.
I at this point, I think at this point you were also not sure. I am also not sure. So we'll see. There's more books. I haven't started them yet.
I haven't finished it, I don't think.
Oh,
I need to go
really?
back.
I recently redid my bookshelves because I moved into my office, and in an attempt for me to read books that I already own, I put all of my special editions on the shelf with the spines facing out, for the ones that I haven't read. So once I read them, I can flip them around to the pretty edges. So that's like my incentive, and I have the Fairy Delude edition of this series. So I was like, okay, this is me starting to like
I
read
need to
books
get
I
you some
own.
special editions of Throne of Glass. Is that all it takes?
Sure. Why not? Captain America: Brave New World. We've already talked about it. Obviously, not going to say much about it because spoilers, but yes. I also have very specific thoughts that I'm happy to share with anyone who wants to slide into my DMs.
Yeah, it's just super early
It's
right
just
now.
very, it's literally came out like last week. So, like, yeah, we're not going to talk about anything. I read Emily Wilde's Encyclopedia of Fairies, another on my shelf that I get to flip around now, by Heather Fawcett. You have Emily Wilde, who goes to, she's like a researcher. She is a professor at Cambridge, I want to say, and does research on the fair folk. So she goes to a village that I cannot pronounce for the life of me in order to study their specific kind of fairies. Much to her dismay, her academic rival, Wendell Bumblebee, shows up to assist her, and she begrudgingly agrees because, alas, she needs his name attached to her work for it to get the respect it deserves. We hate it. Emily
Look at
gets
my sweatshirt.
facts.
No rest for the women.
Facts. Facts.
Let's do
So
this.
Emily gets more than she bargained for, though, as she tries to unravel the mysteries of the Fae in village, which I name I can't pronounce.
That place.
That place. And I
The place with the
literally
things.
listen, if you I listened to the audiobook and I can't remember how they pronounce it, and then I went to go like look it up, and I looked at it and I was like, I can't pronounce that. That it's like, yeah, no. So she has to unravel the mysteries of the Fae in this village, unravel the mysteries of her academic rival, and maybe something even more than those things. There might
You
be.
said unravel the mysteries, and I started singing the Big Bang Theory.
I love it. I love it. Okay. And then I went on a binge of Julie Tew's books. I read all four of them. I read The Donut Trap, Circling Back to You, Fancy Meeting You, and the newest, The Girl Most Likely To. So in The Donut Trap, you have Jasmine Tran, who is caught up in all of the expectations that are placed on her by her parents because she has Asian immigrant parents, and I can relate. She finds herself kind of stuck in a rut because she has not met these expectations. She doesn't really know what she wants to do with her life. So she's working in her family's donut shop. When a rent increase threatens the shop, Jasmine's parents lean on her even more, and she has to come up with a way to help them meet this increase while also not giving all of herself to this because it's not what she wants to do forever. Relief comes in the form of an old college crush, Alex Lai. He is, quite frankly, the perfect man. Until a disastrous dinner date causes Jasmine to realize that he may not be as perfect as she thinks he is, and he thinks the same of her. Their perceptions of each other are challenged in during this time. So with both their parents now firmly against this match, because this disastrous dinner date was between them and their parents, it was did not end well. So both sets of parents are firmly against the match. The legacy of the donut shop is now like in jeopardy because of this rent increase, and Jasmine has to kind of figure out like, oh shit, how do I protect my family's donut shop and also figure out what do I want to do with my life and also maybe figure out this relationship? It was really fun. I had a good time. And then this is where my notes end. So we'll see how this goes.
Incoherent
This is
time.
the fun part. Okay, circling back to you. I'm opening the story graph right now so I can remember names, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I've got my name too, by the way.
Oh, good. Yay. Okay, so we've got Cadence Lim, who is part of the sales team at Prism Realty. She's not like a realtor. She just kind of like she does all of like the research stuff for the realtors and all of that.
Admin, yeah.
Yeah, admin, which we love admin. I am an
Yeah,
admin, so
I used to be admin. Yeah, for sure.
we are fans. And so she's like the best
They're the
in
heartbeat of any office,
facts,
the
facts.
beating heart.
So she is like the best admin in the whole company. And so anybody who, needs help generally tries to give their work to her, which means she's very busy and overwhelmed. And she has a coworker, Matt, whose last name I can't pronounce, who she has like had a crush on for a while. He has also secretly had a crush on her. Their cubicles are right next to each other. There's just like a little partition between them. And so they just like have this, and they don't like they haven't acted on anything, right? So Matt is up for this big promotion and he needs to land like this really important deal in order to probably secure the promotion. And so of course he uses Cadence to help him do all the research and all of that. And unfortunately his meeting doesn't go well. But however, there is a chance to fix this like fix the deal. If he goes on a business trip to LA, they're in the Bay Area, goes on a business trip to LA in order to kind of woo this client, right? The realty company, for some reason, thinks that it's a great idea for Cadence to also go to help support him while he's doing this deal. And of course, the hotel reservations get fucked, and there's only one hotel room. Oh no! The horror!
It's
How
so
terrible!
sad. How did you not put the book down right then and DNF?
How terrible for them. So Matt enlists Cadence because LA is like both their hometowns, even though they now live in the Bay Area and working together. So they're both basically back home, but they are staying at this hotel. And Matt is roped into a like kind of family birthday party for one of his nieces. And his family, being a big Filipino close-knit family, is like, do you have a girlfriend? Are you bringing your girlfriend? And so now Cadence is fake dating Matt and is his fake girlfriend at this family birthday party. Oh no, however will this end?
Oh no,
The
this is so
horror.
bad. This is awful all around. Just
Just
terrible
terrible,
situations.
awful. But it was fun. It was fun. I mean, like you really can't go wrong with some of the like tried and true romance
Yeah.
tropes,
Oh
right?
no, I
Like
live for a trope.
it's the greatest.
I don't understand people who judge a trope. I love it.
Right? It's so fun. Okay, so next we have Fancy Meeting You Here. You have Elise Ngo, who is part of a group of girlfriends from college. They've been friends forever. They're very close-knit. All of her friends, Rebecca, Jessie, and Beth, are now getting married. And she's like the last one standing, basically. She is also like this really amazing florist. And so her friends are like, hey, would you want to do the flowers at my wedding? One, because they want to support their friend, but also two, because she's good at it. And because she's a people pleaser, she's like, yes, of course I'll do that. And also be your bridesmaid slash maid of honor. And also put on these events that I should be putting on as the bridesmaid slash maid of honor. So she's stretching herself thin. And she's also at that point in her business where she's not so sure if she's going to stay open or if she's going to have to close because of the economy, and people are doing like smaller, more intimate like weddings and things, so they're not needing flowers as much. And so she's like stressed out about money, she's stressed out about the events that she has to do and all of that. At the first wedding in this book, it is Rebecca's wedding, and she Elise is paired up with Rebecca's younger brother, whose name is Ben. Thank you, Storygraph. So she is paired up with Rebecca's younger brother, Ben, to like in the wedding party to walk down the aisle, all of that. But they have kind of a mini like meet disaster where she assumes he's the caterer and he assumes that she is some random person off the street and not like a bridesmaid or like the florist, and he's like, what are you doing here? And so it's kind of like, oh no, what's happening?
You said meet disaster, and that could go in so many ways.
That's true.
Like, is it a we met disaster or is it a meet
Yeah, that's true.
catering meet disaster?
That's true.
Was like, oh, what kind
Oh
of disaster is a meet disaster?
no, that it's just it's the opposite of a meet cute.
Hey, okay.
So yeah.
That sounds a lot more fun than a
Yes.
a meet disaster.
And so they end up, so during this wedding they kind of are just kind of like yeah, but Jessie was engaged before this, so her wedding is next. Beth gets engaged after this wedding, and so her wedding is after that, and Beth is like her best friend of the group, and so she's the maid of honor for that. And so Beth's future husband, he's really close friends with Ben, who is now the best man for this wedding. So they're pushed together again, in a wedding situation, and they're now having to like help plan the wedding and put things together. And so they're pushed together a lot and have to figure out like, hey, how do we do all of these things? And she's just very like people pleasy and like, I need to do everything for everybody all the time. And he's like, babe, maybe not so much. Like, take care of yourself too. So yeah, just lots of forced proximity. It's, best friend's younger brother, things like that. It's fun. It's a fun time.
I need to send that one to Brandy because that was her for my wedding. I mean, she was married, so she didn't have to like worry about a groomsman or anything, but she did my bachelorette trip to Charleston. She did both of my cakes and she was in the wedding. It was like, oh God, I feel awful. I put her through the ringer.
Yeah, at the end, it's not really a spoiler because if you have a best friend, like, but like Beth at one point is just like, I would rather you just be my maid of honor than do all
Yeah,
this
then
other
have to do
stuff.
all of this stuff.
Because she's see like sees her like stressing out, and she's like,
Yeah.
I would just rather you just be my maid of honor. Like, don't do
Yeah.
anything else. I
Yeah.
hand it off to somebody, please.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
yeah. And the found family of the friend group is so cute. I love it. And
Oh.
what was really fun is that with Jesse's wedding, I think they did a lot of like the traditional Chinese stuff. So like there's the tea ceremony, there's the fun, I don't know how to explain it, but like the day of the wedding, the bride's family and like the bridal party are at the bride's house, and the groom and the his like groomsmen are supposed to come and like get the bride or like ask for her hand in marriage kind of thing. Like a it's a symbolic thing.
Yeah.
But at the entrance to the door, the men are blocked from coming in, and they have to do like certain tests and tasks in order to come in and like prove their love. So one of the things that was really funny was like one of the things they had to do in order to get into the house was wax a part of their legs. Like it's the most nonsense, ridiculous stuff, and it was so fun to read in a book. I really loved
I'm
it.
so mad because we were wedding videographers for years. I never got to do like a traditional Chinese ceremony. Like we filmed several Indian weddings that had like henna ceremonies, and there was like a milk ceremony with like coins, and it was like milky water. I can't, like, I'm butchering this and I'm so sorry. Then like there was the one where you're supposed to come and get the bride on horseback, but he came in a Mustang convertible.
Oh, yeah.
We filmed a Pakistani wedding, which was one of the most fun weddings I've ever been to, but I never got to do a traditional Chinese wedding. Man.
I was like, I'll offer, but that's gonna be another situation where it's like you're
Yeah.
in the wedding
What
party,
else do
but
you
do
have to
like,
do?
no, thank you. Let's not.
I
Let's
just want
not.
to attend one. That's
Yeah.
it. I don't have to film it. I
That's fair.
just
That's fair.
want to attend.
That's fair. So, and then the last one that I read was The Girl Most Likely To, which was Julie's most recent release. You have Rachel Dang, who was once voted most likely to succeed in high school, and she is recently unemployed because she works in the entertainment industry. The company that she's worked for like 11 years was just acquired by a bigger company, and obviously they're laying off people left and right. And of course, because companies don't care about you, they don't care how much time and loyalty you put into them.
Take your PTO.
They're just
Take
like,
it.
I don't care that you've been here and loyal and moved up the ranks and have been around for 11 years. Here's a generic email getting rid of you.
If you die, they will fill your seat by the next day. Take your PTO.
Yes,
Every
exactly.
benefit you have at that job, take it.
Use
Use
them.
it.
Use it.
Use it.
If you take one thing away from this episode, it's use your
Please.
benefits,
Yes,
please.
they are part of your compensation. And
And
that company
that
does
company
not care about you.
does
And
not
HR is
care.
not your friend. HR is
Exactly.
not for you.
Okay. So she's now unemployed for the first time in her life, and she is now having to figure out like what do I do with my life? And at this time, her best friend and roommate is Nat, who is a rising star in Hollywood. And so her friend Nat is like, why don't you, like, I'm a mess. Why don't you be my assistant for a while until you get back on your feet? I'll pay you, that kind of thing. And Nat is truly like a mess, like hundreds of upon hundreds of emails that she needs to respond to, but just doesn't respond to. And so
Oh.
lots going on. And so Rachel is like, okay, I will do that. And once she kind of gets access to Nat's calendar and email, she realizes there's only one thing on her calendar, and it's their 20-year high school reunion because, yes, they were high school friends. And she looks at that and she's like, wait, what the heck is this? Who, if somebody was putting on a reunion, why wasn't I a part of it? Because she was like so involved
Yeah,
in
why didn't
all
you
the
tell
things in
me?
school.
Yeah.
And turns out that the email that they had emailed her invite to, she no longer had access to. So they had sent her like a Facebook invite and she just missed it because she's not on social media. And so she's like, you know what? I'm gonna go to this high school reunion because even though she is now at probably the lowest point in her life, she's like, I just need something to make me feel good. And I felt good in
Yeah.
high school because I was very successful in high school and all of that.
Yeah.
The invite, however, came from her former best friend in high school who she had a huge falling out with, Danny. And so this is also her opportunity to kind of reconnect with him because they've been no contact for 20 years now, right? And he
Yeah.
used to be like the most important part of her life. They were best friends. They actually met in an AOL chat room when they were 14 years old.
Oh, Lord.
And they did not know. They didn't meet in person until I think they were 18 in high school. Okay, so they met online at 14 years old in an AOL chat room. This book is for the millennials. I
Yes, I
swear to
love
God, it
it.
is. There's flashbacks to their time in 2003 when they're still teens and the present day, and you get to kind of watch their relationship go from friends to lovers in both timelines, and kind of how they fell apart here and how they're gonna survive here. And it's so good. It's so fun. It's so like emo and reminiscent, and
Yeah.
it's a good time.
I cannot relate to wanting to go to your 20-year.
No, that's the thing. I was like, I
No,
would
the
you
thought
could
of
not you
socializing with those
could
people.
not pay me to go. You could not pay me enough to go to my high
No,
school reunion.
no,
But I love
no.
reading it. I love reading it.
Yeah,
It's a fun
yeah.
time. So, yeah, that was that. I really enjoyed it. And this past week also my child turned 10 and I'm not well. I mean, I'm physically
Boo.
not well, and also
Yeah.
I'm just mentally unwell, because how is that
How do you
possible?
have a double digit?
I don't understand. I will say I did post on Threads and somebody responded. She's like, "What? I thought you were in your early 20s." I'm like, "Bless you. Thank you so much. I really
Somebody
appreciate
said
that."
that to me when they were doing my hair, and I was talking about like when I got married, and she was like, "When did you get married?" And I was like, 2011, and she was like, "What?" She's like, "I thought you were
Bless.
a child."
Oh,
No.
I was like, thank you. That
Yeah.
makes me feel so good.
I always like when you go out somewhere and like you get an alcoholic beverage and they ask for your ID, and I'm like, I was born in the 1900s. Like, thank you.
1900s.
We,
That's so
if you
true.
were born in the 1900s, you're over 21. You're
That's
at
so
least
true.
25,
Oh my
or
gosh.
24.
That's so fun. That's so true, though. My
We went
God.
out for Valentine's Day. We went to this restaurant like an hour away, and the waiter that we had looked to be about 12 years old to me. And like, I don't think you're allowed to deliver alcohol to a table if you're under 21.
18.
I thought 18-year-olds couldn't carry the alcohol. Maybe I'm
For
wrong.
yeah, well, maybe it's just California. I know in California that you could not sell alcohol under the age of 18. You didn't have to
Yeah.
be 21 to sell it, but at least 18. Obviously, you can't consume it until you're
He
21.
looked about 13 and was bringing me my drinks, and it was like, oh my God, I'm so old.
Oh my
You don't
God.
look like, you look like you should be going to math class in seventh
Oh,
grade.
good Lord. Good
Yeah,
Lord.
I didn't like it.
No, we are old. We're old.
Yeah.
The fact that you can have, like, we're closer to our 20-year high school reunions than,
What?
like, oh no.
Ooh, I don't like it.
It's been over 20 years since we started high school.
Yeah.
Like, that's no, we're old.
I don't like
Moving
it.
on, thanks.
Ugh, thanks for that. Do you have a fictional boyfriend this week that will make me feel less old?
Maybe Joaquin Torres is a fucking cinnamon roll, and I love him so much. Like, he's hilarious and adorable and just so sweet, and I just wanna hang out with him all the time.
Oh.
Sam keeps good people around him, and I'm here for it. So
Oh.
that's
Yeah.
my fictional boyfriend this
Yeah.
week.
He gives me Riddick from Fourth Wing vibes.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
love him. I love him so much.
I know. He was a
I've
sweet
loved
baby
him.
angel.
I've loved him since the series. So, like,
Yeah.
to have him, like, get to have his moment. Ugh, I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm gonna go with Cerise's bestie Derek from The Half King. He is like the first person she meets at court that is nice to her. And through half of the book, you're like, is a betrayal coming? Is something happening? You know, is he gonna hurt my feelings? He's a sweet baby angel. I love him so much. My 5-year-old niece keeps trying to fa 6-year-old niece keeps trying to FaceTime me right now. So yeah, he's loyal, he's funny, he's kind of sassy. We love Derek here. So Derek, I had to look up his name though.
That's fair. That's fair. You know
I
what's
was like, I
funny?
know it.
I wouldn't have remembered his name until you said it. So,
Yeah. And you're like, D duh, Derek, obviously.
Obviously. Obviously.
Yeah. So Derek.
Love it.
All
Okay.
right. Well, we don't have an intruder this week, so I guess we can make
For
an announcement.
announcements for our intruder for next week, which is Brianne
I
Randall.
love
We're
her
gonna
so
talk
much.
spell strings and forgotten things. I'm so excited. I
I
can't
know.
wait. I can't wait to talk to her
She's
again.
so fun.
She's so much fun. I'm just like, how has it been so long since we've talked to her? Like,
I
it
know.
feels like a million years, and I'm so
Yeah.
excited. I can't wait. So it's gonna be so much fun. Yay!
I
And
need to start doing
also,
like facial exercises to like,
oh
'cause
my
I know we're
God.
gonna laugh so much.
Right. Okay. Also, I have another event if you are in the Bay Area on March 9th, Sunday, March 9th in Los Gatos, which I every time I say that makes me laugh because what do you mean
Yeah.
the city's the cats?
The cats.
It's with my friend Millie. Her debut novella is being released. It's called Daughter of the Blue Moon, I want to say. I'm such a bad friend. I don't remember the title of the
When you
book.
said that, everybody who's listening thought that their thing glitched for a second.
Thank you.
Daughter of
Thank you.
the
I'm really killing it. I'm looking it up right now. I
Incoherent.
also don't know how to say her last name. It looks like Abe Cassis. I don't know how to pronounce it. So sorry, Millie, if you're listening to this. But Daughters of the Blue Moon is the novella. It comes out early March. See, I'm a terrible friend. I don't
You're
even know
not.
all this
There's a lot
information.
going on.
But we're doing an event in Los Gatos at the, what is the name of the bookstore? Beyond Text Bookstore. At 1 p.m. So if you're in the Bay Area and you want to come hang out, I will be there. I don't know that I have
Exciting.
anything else. But March is coming up, so
Lots
Mandy
of exciting things.
has
I've got a Fable book club with Brianne about
yay.
spell strings and forgotten things. So we'll be having fun discussions and reading it and
Good
having a good
times.
time. So let us know and I'll get you the invite link, or you can look it up on Fable too.
Yay! Lots of fun things happening.
Yay!
Look at us go.
Look at us go. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? All
All
right.
right, now we
It's
can have a
time for a
spiel, and
spiel.
I can go back to cleaning my bathroom.
And I can go fucking eat. I'm starving. I
Me
haven't eaten
too,
today.
actually.
Listen, my daughter had a dentist appointment at 9:30, so I have not eaten yet.
I ate
I'm starving.
3 Girl Scout cookies and 2 jelly beans today.
Oh. I would like it stated for the record. I am finally ready to admit that I do not enjoy Thin Mints.
I don't either. They're
I
nasty. They're nasty. This is our fangirl Thin Mints are nasty. That's gross. I bought them yesterday. I went to the grocery store and the little girls came up and they were like, "Do you want to buy some cookies?" And I'm like, "Of course I do. We're out of Thin Mints."
That's fine.
Fine by me.
I don't know why. I don't know why. They're so popular, and I think for the longest time I was like, I need to like them because everybody likes them. But
No.
I don't even like mint. So
I
like,
don't like
why
mint
would
and chocolate to touch unless I'm leaving the Olive Garden.
why did I think that I would enjoy?
It's
I don't enjoy
gross.
them.
Josh likes mint chocolate stuff, and I'm like, that's nasty.
I don't.
Ew.
Like, if I had a choice, I wouldn't choose Thin Mints. If they're
No.
the only option,
I'm not even gonna eat them then.
honestly, I'm fine with that.
I'll buy them for somebody.
I
Like,
will, if they're the only cookie option available, then fine, I'll eat it because I love cookies. But if there's n
won't eat
other
it.
choices, I
I'll buy them if that's all the Girl Scouts have, because what am I gonna do? Deny the Girl Scouts? Like, no. But I want Do-Si-Dos. Do-Si-Dos are my favorite. They're the peanut butter ones. And then the s'mores ones. The s'mores ones are so good.
Peanut butter and chocolate is my favorite thing in the world. So
Yeah.
anytime you put that
Oh, the
together, I'm sold.
tagalongs. Isn't it tagalongs that are the peanut butter chocolate ones?
I love
The
tagalongs.
ones I'm talking about are like the peanut butter sandwich cookies,
No, I like
the
the.
orange box.
No, I think they're just called peanut butter patties, like or something like that. Like
I don't
they're.
know.
I don't think they have a fancy name that I can
I
remember
also don't like the
because.
samosas with the coconut
But do you
barf.
like? I like them, but I love coconut and chocolate.
Josh does too. And I'm like,
Yeah.
ugh. I don't like coconut unless it's in rum.
That's fair. That's fair. No, I
Yeah.
actually I really like coconut. So I like those. But yeah, peanut butter and
We can
chocolate.
agree. It's the Thin Mints that are the worst.
Thin Mints, I would never choose Thin Mints. I would choose shortbread over Thin Mints, and I don't even really like shortbread.
I work with somebody who like buys bulk. Like she'll buy a bunch of the Thin Mints and then leaves them in her freezer and like rations them out for herself throughout the year. And I'm like,
I know people,
ugh.
yeah, I
Like people
don't.
eat mint chocolate ice cream. Why do you hate yourself? Gross.
No, that would never.
Gross.
Mint would never ever be my first choice in anything.
No. Like toothpaste?
Okay,
Yeah.
toothpaste. Toothpaste.
I don't want it to be like I brushed my teeth and then ate a chocolate bar.
No, thank you.
Unless I'm, like I said, unless I'm leaving the Olive Garden and they give me that little Andes mint, I'll eat that. That's it. I don't want to eat mint and chocolate together. Blech.
There we
That's our
go.
thoughts.
We did do wed. Who knew?
Guys and gals and non-binary pals, that's
We
how we
didn't.
feel.
That is how we feel. I was thinking about it today. You know what it was I had to go to Safeway because I needed to get chicken noodle soup for my daughter who also got sick. And
Poor thing.
there was Girl Scouts standing outside. And as I was driving to like park and I saw the Girl Scouts and I was like, I don't like Thin Mints.
They're
I don't know why.
nasty.
That's just my it thought popped into my head.
We're
And
gonna
so
get canceled.
when you said Girl Scout cookies, I was like, it's time for me to admit
It's time to come clean.
I don't actually enjoy them that much.
You're safe here because neither do I.
Bless.
Gross. Half of
My
our
God.
Patreons just unsubscribed.
Please don't leave us, guys.
Please.
The world is on fire, and we might not have jobs at some point.
We need to speak our truths,
That's why you're
okay?
here. You want to hear us speak about our opinions. If you didn't want
Yeah.
our opinions, you wouldn't be here. Like,
We still love you even if you like Thin Mints.
I'm like, we're very much you do you as long as you're not hurting anybody, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you enjoy Thin
You're
Mints,
gonna hurt yourself with a Thin Mint?
that's on you, okay? But I would not choose them for myself.
No.
So, yeah.
Barf.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to get this off my chest, Mandy.
Always. I see you. You're heard here. All right, let's do a spiel and then I'm gonna go eat some s'mores Girl Scout cookies.
Excellent. All right, friends, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. Visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog. Subscribe to our Patreon for early access to podcast episodes, full video episodes, bonus content. I was like, wait, what am I
Yeah.
saying? Bonus
Bonus
content.
things.
Bonus things. Every now and then I'll just throw random shit on there because I'm like, where am I gonna put this? Nobody can know. Patreon can know. Head over to our merch shop to get some cute Incoherent Fangirl merch, theincoherentfangirl.com/shop. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that we're pretty, we will accept all of that.
Can
Please
tell us
don't.
how much you love a Thin Mint. I
Yeah,
don't know.
just don't judge us for our opinions. That's
Yeah.
all we ask. You can send all of that to our inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And of course, one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Please give us your words. You know how
We
we love
love your
them.
words.
She is at Mandy Perv on all things.
She's at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you've followed us on social media and you follow the podcast on social media, you can head over and do some self-care because the world's on fire and that's really important right
Everything
now.
sucks and take care of yourself.
First stop, you're gonna head over and get some artsy goodies, some pins, and all the good stuff from Here Comes the Nerd. Herecomesthenerd.com. Use code Fangirl and you'll get 20% off your first order.
Then you're going to head over to onceuponabookclub.com. You're going to get some boxes. You're going to subscribe. You can buy miscellaneous items from the shop. We have two codes that you can choose from. They do not stack. We love you no matter which one you use. If you use code Karen10 or Mandy10, you'll get 10% off. But you have to spell Karen right, or you'll get no percent off. And we're going to make you eat a box of Thin Mints.
Or whichever is your least favorite
Curse.
Girl Scout cookie, because apparently some people like those.
Gross.
Ooh.
Gross.
And once you've done that, you're going to head over and visit our friend Amber D. Lewis, grab 10 of everything and add it to your cart at amberdlewis.com. And then you're going to use code FANGIRL10 and get 10% off the 10 of everything, which means you've got one of everything for free. That is good math.
It's mathematical. I don't know what you want us to say. And last but not least, you're going to go support the show husband. Exciting news. The Paranormal Mind podcast is coming back. They're coming
Yay.
here tomorrow to film and record some episodes. So we'll get that going back soon. So follow at the Paranormal Mind on all of the things and go look for new episodes soon. You're going to follow at Searchers Believe on everything. That's the paranormal investigation group. They have a website, searchersbelieve.com. And if you go to searchersbelieve.com/shop, you'll find some merch designed by yours truly. And you can use code FANGIRL10 to get 10% off. And then last but not least, we have Stream Beacon TV. Beacon is our new streaming platform where you can get all of your true crime, horror, and she looked awake, and I love
My dog is
it.
right there.
Angel boy,
So
get him while I'm going over this.
I'm
Paranormal, true crime, horror content. And if you use code FANGIRL10 when you sign up, you'll get 10% off your subscription. We've got some really exciting things coming, so you definitely want to subscribe to Beacon TV.
Yay, all the good stuff.
Yeah,
And
and
that, my friends, was
that
the
was a quick little
incoherent.
episode of the Incoherent Fangirl.
Yes, it was.
Thank
Thanks for
you,
listening.
Pookies.
We
We
love
love
you.
you. Bye.
Bye. We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at HereComesTheNerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.